Welcome to Music in Progress, your window into the art of composing music. I'm your host, Michael Cook, a Bay Area composer and multi-instrumentalist. We'll delve into the depths of my creative processes that shape the music I make. Whether you're a fellow musician, an enthusiast, or simply curious about the magic behind the melodies, you'll find valuable insights, practical tips, and innovative techniques to inspire your own musical journey. Crafting Music, my week of progress in musical storytelling. This week has been incredibly productive for my latest composition project. With fewer competing tasks, I've been able to dedicate more time and energy to this creative endeavor. Here's a glimpse into my journey this past week. Narrating history through music. My primary focus has been on meticulously arranging various presidential quotes to narrate the story I aim to convey through my music. This has allowed me to create detailed notes and a plan for this composition. The process involved not just the selection, but also extensive research to find additional quotes that would enhance the narrative. It's been a fascinating experience, delving into the depths of history, uncovering the words that resonate with the story I want to tell and fit into my musical puzzle. Beyond conventional forms. Breaking away from traditional structures like sonata allegro or rondo, I'm sculpting this piece as a timeline, a musical chronicle, if you will. The bass phase loop of the composition takes about 14 minutes to complete its phase cycle, with an additional minute allocated for the coda section. Envision a 15-minute journey, segmented into an introduction, a coda, and three main but interconnected sections. The Resilient Nation. The first, and longest, section starts with optimism, drawing from the strength and forward thinking of presidents like FDR, JFK, and LBJ, as well as a quote from Bush Jr. It's a celebration of our nation's enduring spirit. Confronting our shadows, transitioning to a more critical tone, the second section spotlights our failures, selfishness, and moments of corruption, marked by a rhythmic repetition of the word false around the 7-minute mark.
False.
This section includes impactful quotes from Clinton, Nixon, and new ones from Trump. The Dawn of Hope, the final section, echoes a message of hope and potential for rectification. It shifts from the previous section with a poignant quote from Eisenhower, followed by optimistic inputs from Obama and Reagan, along with some recurrences from the first section. It's a musical embodiment of our capacity for change and improvement.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes.
Challenges and solutions in the creative process. This week's puzzle was seamlessly connecting these thematic sections. The transition from the first to the second section posed a unique challenge. To tackle it, I split my work into two separate audio files. This approach allowed me to focus on the second section, where my ideas were flowing more freely. Once I had a solid draft for the first half of this part, I revisited the end of the first section to smooth out the transition. I'm pleased to say that I now have about 9 minutes of the tape part of the piece in a good first draft. Pausing for a tribute. Temporarily, I'm shifting gears to contribute to a collaborative tribute to Dr. Mark Ahlberger, a set of variations based on his opera, Antigone. It's a project that brings together 6 to 7 composers, each adding their unique voice to honor Mark's legacy. So far, I've sketched out a few ideas and begun laying out the score. Stay tuned for more updates on this exciting collaboration. Parting notes. This week has been a blend of creativity, challenges, and solutions, underscoring the ever-evolving nature of composing music. Documenting my notes and plans has been crucial in keeping track of my progress. It's a reminder that the process of creating music is as much about the journey as it is about the destination. I look forward to diving back into my main project soon, but for now, the tribute to Mark takes precedence. Thank you for being a part of this adventure. Your support fuels this musical exploration. Stay tuned for more stories from this composition odyssey.